Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Bird. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Quelich. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Herring. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Herring. And now, play ball. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Bird. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. There goes Stone. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stone. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Quelich. Larry reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dickey. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Dickey steals second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball four. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pennock. Hayworth moves to second. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Herring goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Ruth moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Stone reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. One out. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 1 in the game. Quelich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Sewell. The throw back to home, and Stone is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herring, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Quelich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quelich is 0 for 2 in the game. Quelich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Quelich reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Yankees. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quelich scores. It's Yankees, 4, Tigers, 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to third. Herring moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. Herring scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Johnson now pitching. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Hub Walker now playing center field. John Stone now playing left field. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bird takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Bird goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's Yankees, 6, Tigers, 6. Earl Combs pinch hits for Ben Chapman. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Combs now playing center field. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth strikes out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Tigers 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Walker. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. It's 7-6, Yankees. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. It's 9-6, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Owen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.